Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another 5-Minute Friday episode. Today, I'm going to be answering a question that I get in my emails on a regular basis, which is, what if I'm not successful? You know, I see other people in your course being successful, and I believe that it's possible. I believe that it's possible to become a profitable podcast manager, but I don't know if it's possible for me. And I actually love that you guys are able to realize, like, this is what's holding me back. I'm just not sure if I can be successful. Like, do I have enough time to do this? Can I really commit to it? And what that really comes back down to is you believing in yourself. I really relate to this because I have failed at things that I really wanted to make happen, especially businesses that I tried. I failed at them, you know? And I mean, I don't love to use the word fail because I learned so much, but ultimately, like, it didn't work out. I'm not doing it anymore. So it didn't work out. And maybe you are in that same boat. You've tried other business ideas and they haven't worked out. And maybe you even have a spouse or a family member or a friend who's like, maybe this just like isn't a good idea. Like, maybe you should just stick with your regular job or go get a regular job or whatever. But there's something within you that you think, you know what? I really want to have an online business. I really want to work on podcasts. It just would be awesome. I want to be in charge of my own time. I want all of that freedom that comes with running my own freelance business. So if you have a history of, you know, failed attempts at whatever, you have to be able to not let that past dictate your future. So you might have tried things and it hasn't worked out, but your future is success. So if you focus on what you haven't been able to do and what failures you could face in the future, then that's all you can see. Instead, you have to really change your mindset and not allow your past to dictate your future. Like, for me, whenever I had, you know, failed at a couple businesses, I still deep down knew that ultimately I was going to be successful. I just had to figure my way. And so, like, when something wouldn't work out, I'd be super bummed, but I knew, like, there's just some way this is going to work out. There's just some way that I didn't really think it was going to be me being super smart and figuring it out. I just knew that it was going to click into place at some point. And it did. It really did. The things that I did prior that didn't work out for me, they taught me a lot of tangible things that helped me to be successful as a podcast manager. So if there's something inside of you that's saying, this path is for me, then trust in yourself that you will be successful, whether you learn something from this or you become a profitable podcast manager in a week, a month, a year, you will be successful. And what I want you to do is I want you and I need you to start repeating that to yourself daily, that I will be successful. Because working on that belief is really more important than any of the other things that we talk about. Fostering that self-belief within yourself is so powerful and will play such a huge role in your ultimate success. The fact that I actually have this profitable business now is still like amazing to me because for so many years, that's all that I wanted. That's what I want for you too. And that's what I'm here to show you in the form of a podcast manager business. But first, I need you to start working on that self-belief so that you can take the first step in becoming successful. I love hearing from you guys in my emails, and I try my very best to get back to you as soon as possible. But you can also talk to me directly on Instagram. Just send me a DM, let me know that you listened to this episode, and tell me maybe what's holding you back or what fear that you're working on changing so that you can build a profitable podcast manager business for yourself. I would love to hear from you. Also, if you haven't written a review for the show, I would love to hear your comments and your feedback of the show in a review. Okay, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your night. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.